This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, my lord. Ah, caca, caca. Sickening, gagging. We are absolutely flying high today because we are joined on the only Drag Race podcast in the whole fucking world by an icon, a legend, a sickening queen who has slayed in the workroom, on the main stage, and in life. Get excited for both Judys joining me today. One I've known for 100 years, one I'm meeting today. Oscar Montoya and Miss Honey Davenport.
Yes!
Hi, beautifuls. So how we doing?
Great. Grand as a Pillsbury biscuit and twice as baked.
Okay.
Work.
Okay. Yeah. So you're crescent rolled all the way up. You're puffed.
Honey, I'm flaky.
You look beautiful. Your mug is so good.
I mean, you
has your makeup gotten even better?
I literally painted in 15 minutes today, so
fuck
thank
off.
You very much.
That is not
I'm
a 15 minute
like,
face.
Burn
honey.
In hell.
This is a 15 minute face.
That's not a 15 minute face.
Burn
you can't tell me that was a 15
hell.
Minute face.
It's just the skin then.
I was just doing, thank you. I do a lot of work on that, but I was just doing a podcast with Peppermint, and you know, she was like, it's going to be light makeup and we're going to be dressed like wearing pajamas. And I was like, all right. So in order to not go off on this mug, I just won't give myself time to.
Good.
So I was like, fuck, I didn't mean only 15 minutes.
Well, sometimes you can work too hard and then you work yourself into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's real.
Yeah, you just look fresh. You look good. You
oh
really could have fooled me.
You really, it's so stunning, honey. Like, and for
thank
15
you.
Minutes,
I'm so mad.
I'm gagging.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Well, I have 100 questions for you, Miss Honey.
Okay,
generally
good.
Talking on drag, let's talk. And I mean, look, we're all, us in this room right now, we are POC queens. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of our listeners are POC queens. And mm-hmm. they want to know our opinion on the conversations coming up right now, the bullshit queens have to deal with, the bullshit in the fandom. What opinions do you have on that?
So much. I mean, a real hard front perspective of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up in West Philadelphia and...
Born and raised?
Born and raised.
Okay.
On the playground? That's where it's famous for me.
Go ahead.
Chilling out, Maxin. Relaxing
up.
Couple
we have to
of
stop
kids.
This because I will go
okay,
there.
Okay, we have to stop. We have to stop.
I will go there.
Okay.
I honestly hadn't experienced very much racism in my life. Like, mm-hmm. I can think of a couple of times before mm-hmm. Drag Race that I'd ever been called the N-word. Like, but the fans of the show are so vicious and very, very racist that like mm-hmm. it was shocking. The day of the reveal, I had 30 messages with the word N-word in them in my
mind. Why?
Like messages. Day one.
That's the reveal. We're not on TV yet. 30 messages. That's
why
the reality.
Here?
I produced a show. I produced a YouTube segment called The Reality of Race and Drag this mm-hmm. summer, featuring a lot of the black and even some white queens from the RuPaul's Drag Race, like whole echelon, speaking mm-hmm. out against like how disgusting. Like, I normally can't do one live on Instagram without being like call racial slurs in the comments.
Wow.
And like every single one of us has to do with this. So the fact that it was mentioned that that Drag Race has even taken a mention of Black Lives Matter. And I know the RuPaul's Drag Race and the World of Wonder Drag Races have Instagrams and their social medias have always taken a stance on Black Lives Matter. But to see the show actually take a stance on it felt like a response from RuPaul for me. Mm-hmm. It felt, you know, which was like, was the message that I needed to hear, like, from the show, like, we care that y'all are going through this because it's extreme. And the fucked up part about it is that I hear so many, especially like bitter ass queens who ain't get on the show yet, that I hope that everybody gets this experience. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I'm more talented than them because I did. I think that I'm just more talented than them.
And you said but, what you said.
And
you
I said what I said. I said what I said. but they say like you signed up for this. And that is the most hurtful fucking shit. Let me tell you, like I did it. I signed up to, you know, bring my career up a notch, to show the world what I can do. I didn't sign up for racial slurs to be thrown at me every single time I go live. Like, I did not sign up for that. And
you also signed up to give joy and celebrate queerness. And this is supposed to be a safe place for us. Right. Why is this happening?
Girl. And then they have a nerve to be like, well, you signed up to be famous, so this comes with it. That is the real tea.
I don't think they don't say that to Chris Hemsworth when he gets a new movie. They don't say, oh, and by the way, everyone's going to say horrible things to you. They're like, no, you're hot and white, and so you'll be fine.
Right.
It's a mess.
Girl.
It's so funny because it's like, well, queens like you are, I always picture you, honey, as someone who is not just a drag queen, but like an artist. You elevate the form of drag, you know?
Thank you.
Like the lead singer of a band, you know what I mean? You are like fucking well known in New York City for your artistry. And I've seen you perform live, like, girl, it was a while back. And you really have, like, if only every single person that has ever existed could see you live, the passion that you have in your performances is like out of this world, girl.
Thank you.
And like you come to the show and you're straight out the gate being like, I'm trying to elevate drag. I'm trying to do my version of drag. And we see that. Other POC queens see like, oh my gosh, this person is working outside of the netting of like what drag can be. But then you have this ugly backlash of stupid ass slack-jawed yokels just tearing you down for the color of your skin. And it's like, yo, like, you ain't giving me a fair shot here. You know what I mean?
It's a mess.
All over some skin, which is the dumbest part. All over some skin.
Some skin. It's so boring. It's so dumb. It's skin
and
color
look,
should be
I
boring.
I mean, look at honey's skin. I mean, it's but a, look at it's your flawless skin.
I mean, Marble is jealous.
My God.
I have to be honest. I've been using Andrew Christian's new skincare line for a couple of months.
I was not expecting that.
I was not expecting that either. I love Andrew Christian. In fact, he sent me the skincare line before. That's what made us friends. Because I like wrote to him and I was like, damn, bitch. This is lit. Like,
what is it called? Like spunk or goo? What is it called? I mean, I'm just saying he's got a dirty mind.
He's filthy.
Well, it's specifically not a male skincare line, not a female skincare line.
Work.
It's like skin is skin.
Work.
Like your skin doesn't have
a
gender.
That is true.
And like it's just really good. I could talk about it all day. It's really
okay,
good.
Okay, so an endorsement.
I'm gonna try
okay,
it.
Word.
Endorsement. Mm. Can I say, before we move on and talk the app, I've been thinking about this all week, and I'm like, I think we do have more experience with this than, like, obviously you're saying, like, I didn't sign up for this. I have not had overtly racist experiences, but I think one thing that we do know of is that we know that queer spaces are dominated by white gayness. Mm-hmm. And or the sexual standard has been set by who we idolize. And it's usually, and unfortunately,
well, that seems to be the default.
Right.
Well,
white and gay men.
And I don't even know that. I don't even know if the honest truth is that queer spaces are dominated by white gayness. But that is the poster child of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think it's like sexuality was built in whiteness, the way we see pop culture, and then gay culture accidentally absorbed some of that bullshit.
Right.
Which is why we think it's okay to treat POC queers differently, because we don't see them at the same level.
Yeah. Legitimately.
It's fucked up. Yeah. I'm so tired.
It's actually really funny because when you think about it, and this ties with this episode about bringing queer culture to the forefront, I would say disco was a big part of that. And mm-hmm. a lot of the birth of disco was Black queer spaces to the upfront. And it's been co-opted by white culture, you know?
Uh-huh. John Travolta was like, I like this. I'll take it.
That's so real.
Honey, how do you feel about this season as a whole? How do you feel about 13? I'm loving it.
Okay, I'm living for it. At first, it felt like, at the beginning, it felt like American Horror Story season 3, where they're like, you know, here are the rules. Psych, here are the rules. Psych, here are the rules. That's what made Coven so great. So I was like riding with it.
It was a lot of psychs. It was a lot of fucking.
It was season 13, produced Murphying by Ryan
about
Murphy.
The workroom. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But produced by Ryan Murphy. Because, you know, Ryan Murphy, I love Ryan Murphy. But Ryan Murphy will tell you, here are the rules. Just kidding.
He'd be pulling some stunts, though.
I really love. But, okay, so I was loving it, but I was bitter as fuck in the beginning. Because I was like, okay, so we're on episode 3, which is when I got eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's been eliminated, and they've all showed 92 and a half looks. And I'm like, but why? Like, can I get a cameo then? Because, like, why didn't y'all let me show none of this shit? Because
you got eliminated in the lip stack for your life.
It was the bullshit of the bullshittery. Like, if y'all would have let me show 32 looks before my elimination, good. Fine with it.
Right?
Wouldn't be bitter at all. But that was a little bit bitter about that. But okay.
Well, will she do it when she gets invited back? Will you do All Stars?
I would absolutely. I would hope that I would be able to afford to turn it like I did the first time. And I worked up a lot and I had a lot of help that I won't necessarily have on this time. And there's just been a pandemic. So I hope that it happens, and I hope that I have the strength and power to create a package that I had the first time. Because the first time my package was lit, but the first time I was also not in the same mental space that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't think that my elimination was fair, or, I mean, nobody probably
agree.
Ever does, right?
Or that I should. Yours felt rough for me.
Yeah. But, and I wish I had more time on the show, but to be honest, I'm much more secure in my craft and able to deliver more than I was when I was there. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine and happy that the world didn't see all that much more of that version of me, because I've become my drag was sickening when I went on the show, but who I am and how grounded I am as a person now, that's sickening. I would like the world to see this, and I wasn't that when I was there. So would I go back?
I
want to see that.
For that reason, not to prove how sickening my drag is, because I don't think that I have anything to fucking prove there.
Yeah.
Girl.
You know what I'm saying? That's just real. That's just real.
Yeah, you just want to do what you do. You do it well.
Right. I mean, and I definitely am a stronger person than I was the first time I was there. Yeah. So.
And that'll do that to you. I mean, I think that whole experience does that to you, I imagine. Just being put on stage at that stage. And you were just like one of six girls up there. It was just like, how?
Yeah, it was really, it was like so arbitrary, I felt.
It was arbitrary.
It's fine because I'm even now a legend there, because I will be the one and only girl who, from Drag Race history, who didn't just get the lip sync against one person.
That's true.
Except for Bianca Del Rio and Violet Chachki. It's like Bianca Del Rio, Violet Chachki, and me. That's good company. I'm here for it.
I fucking live. Yeah, as the show grows, you know, they're being better at giving these queens who give up so much, like, a stage to really show what they brought no matter what, even though they are asked a lot. They are, I mean, you know it. You know how much you're asked to bring a fucking thousands of dollars worth of shit.
girl, the amount of money. But, forget. You know, it's an investment in a new business because, you know, after that, you are a new kind of business and it's worth it. It was, there was so many times I was like, but how am I going to pay this all back? And how am I going to figure this all out? And like afterwards, like you guys said, like Drag Race is just like, and drag as we see it in our bars, it's just like one small area where this beautiful art form can be taken. Mm-hmm. And it's really just a canvas to create on. It's just like a canvas to paint on. It's not even necessarily just like its own art form because you can do so many things with inside of it and become so many things with inside of it.
Snaps to that. Oh my God.
Very much.
So I know we talk about how much of an investment it is in these looks and these costumes all the time, but there's a reason why you make an investment like that. You make an investment your first year in a small business. That's what you become after you're on RuPaul's Drag Race. And that's fair.
You are a business.
Drag college.
You're a business.
You know, yeah. It's like, in fact, it pays off more than college. Like, that's
truly, truly, truly. A lot of tuition money there to go to school.
Oh. And I do think there's a world in which that the show could support the queens a little more in this area.
Of course. They can't throw 2K. Even that is not like a lot, but it's something that you can throw at each queen to be like, thank you, that'll help.
Right. I have honestly, and I don't sew, so get you. This is ballsy for me to say. I always thought that we shouldn't come with anything. Like how I think this is the tea, right? Yes, there's a sewing machine. Yes, you can be creators, but also hire 4 fucking seamstresses to knock out a couple of gigs per episode because they could, and the creations could be like what drag is. It's from my mind, but I call a designer and I'm like, hello, Abraham Levy, once again, can you please make me a bumblebee and do it differently? You know, like, you know. Like, but you know, like the concept in like with the world that these things exist in, a lot of times that's what I'm wearing as a costume. That's what it came from me. That's the brilliance of it. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not as good of a craftsman as somebody who went to school for fashion design. And I'm probably never going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I love that.
I just always thought that the show, if I could give it an improvement, would have like, okay, so this week, here's the, like Legendary. Nobody is asking the artists to make their costumes on Legendary. They're asking them to Vogue, to Walk. Right. Like, ask us to be drag queens.
Something insane. Yeah.
Right.
But like, drag queens don't make, most drag queens don't make their costumes. And that's the reality of it.
I like the seamstress stunt, but only if they're like really obscure guest stars like Kathy Najimy, Gigi Lavangi Grazier, Bruce Valanche. Just like. Yes. And if they help, God bless.
What? So those people would be making your dress for you?
Yes.
So it's a challenge for them as well as a struggle for the queens.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Damn. You're evil. Mano, you're evil. Kathy could be good. That's what you are. You're evil.
And it wouldn't even have to be that they're designers for them. They could be assistants. Because some queens can sew. You know what I'm saying? But just like to offer that assistance so you don't have somebody walking down the runway in 7 gift bags.
Like, you know, season 1 was almost that. Like season 1, they were like, bring your assistant, and then they were like, hold up, don't bring your assistant.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Back on season 1, they were like, yeah, everyone gets to bring somebody. And they're like, no, you can't bring a person.
I would have been so much better because another thing that's better about me now that wasn't great about me then when I was on the show is I'm an extreme extrovert. I need to be around somebody like all the time. Mm-hmm. And so being sequestered legitimately had me like,
ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
How was that process of being sequestered?
Nobody ever talks about that. Like if you're an extreme extrovert and off camera, you can't talk there's no you can't call your mom, sis. Like you can't call your best friend and like be like, did you believe that? Da-da-da-da-da. Like those moments get me through, you know. This pandemic has changed that a lot because I've been forced to be like with my feelings and like inside my bag and process in a way that I never had to before. But damn, that was the hardest fucking part. It was so weird. And every time I would get home to the hotel, Rick and Morty in Adventure Time would be on. And I was like, nothing about this is normal. Like, these are the weirdest shows. Like, I can't even. And all you can do is watch the TV with the TV stations that are there. Like, you don't have that a phone.
So you never felt grounded once at all.
Oh, my God. I was. my brain was voguing, girl. It was like.
You're trying to come back to Earth, and then Mr. Meeseeks is on the TV, popping right. out of space. It's too much.
It was too much.
That's the trick. It's just like all reality shows. They break your brain.
They do. Yeah, now, they really do.
Now I have a healthy balance of meditation and masturbation to get me through everything in life.
Amen. M&M's. Good for
and
you.
That's the remedy. And that's the remedy.
Okay, so speaking of chaotic energy, we're coming back in this episode from an Untucked. That was an Untucked we all want. With the Candy and Tamisha fight that made me so happy. Talk to me.
With this Untucked, though, I was like, I will watch this because now I know the possibility of Untucked. But you will not be what last week was. Like, last week.
It'll never happen.
The moment.
It was the moment. People were scared. The girls were scared. Yeah. The girls were like.
Everybody was scared. Everybody was so shook.
Yeah.
Tamisha Iman was not lying when she says, I'm coming for you.
Hello.
She really was.
And it gave me some Morgan v. Mystique Summers realness. Like, I haven't seen that in a while.
And it was the best one for me since Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I was motherfucking ready.
Gosh, that moment.
Here's, what? Why? Why are we yelling? That one is so funny.
Which is funny because Silky is the quietest person ever.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Wait, illuminate.
Honey, you're lying.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
I love her so. We talk all the time. She's one of my favorite people in the whole entire world.
And she's quiet.
You say she's quiet?
She's pretty fucking quiet.
The receipts?
she's like really, really sweet and really caring. She's such a you know how like they always say like LA is a bunch of fake people? She's one of the real ones. She is one of the real ones.
I love that.
And her and I have been close since day one of recording. But
that's cute.
She's just like, and I don't know if it's just specifically with me, but she's like with me, she's like, hey honey, da, 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 like we talk Even like we did my YouTube show and everybody on my team was like, yo, she's not like loud. I was like,
Wow.
Speaking of your YouTube show and anywhere else, because I want to say this multiple times, where can we support you? Like Venmo, PayPal, YouTube,
tell us everything. Tell us everything.
And send her money directly.
Give her money. Give her money.
Well, my Venmo is HoneyDavenportOfficial. My PayPal is payhoneydavenport@gmail.com.
Great.
So y'all can, that's fierce. A good way, the best way to support me is to buy and stream my music on iTunes and Spotify. I've got 9 songs out, I think. I have so many that I can't keep track.
And those links will be in the pod description if you're listening.
Yay. And also my YouTube show is a black hole that you can fall into. Like it's just like me. It's a black hole.
Because advertising is always a good idea.
I have a really cool YouTube show that I'm going on my 3rd season with, and it's called The Fuck. And it's me and one other guest star. I've had everybody from Silky to Bob the Drag Queen to Miss Cracker. I've had everybody on the show in past seasons. And we just talk about interesting news articles throughout history, like shit that actually happened, but like the fuck? Like how the fuck did this happen? And it's edited and it's gorgeously beautiful green screen fantasy. It's really cool.
I love it.
And for the next season, we're opening it up with 3 bombest episodes that I just recorded with Brooklyn Heights, Manila Luzon, and Sherry Vine. So,
I love them. We just had Sherry Vine on the pod. She's incredible.
I mean, love her. Yeah,
that's mother, honey.
Love Sherry. Gotta love her.
So yeah, that's a real, and all my crazy, stupid music videos that are so many more to come are there on my YouTube channel. So that's a great way to support me.
So honey is busy, okay?
Damn,
so
really
busy as fuck.
Busy.
She's a busy bee. Okay?
Busy. I mean, you really rep the bees. You really do.
I've been trying to like take it cool and be the queen bee. The queen bee just lays there and get fucked all day. Like, how can I do that?
I know. See, that sounds right. That sounds right to me. That sounds nice right.
Right.
I love that. Oh my God. I'm really coming into my bottom dumb this
Listen,
past years.
Fuck me and you'll get the royal jelly, trust.
Oh no. Okay. Oh no. I'm all 100% verse, but like I'm 100% verse. But like, because I could do either any day, but like, if you got good dick though, like if you got
you
good
gotta
dick,
know. you gotta get a Xerox copy.
I love
and there's
that,
only
just,
one way to get a Xerox
right?
copy.
If you got good dick, you're gonna be hitting it on the regular. Like that's you know, like it really depends on the person, like, cause also like I'm well endowed, and if you're a tight ass bottom who can't take dick, I'm not going to be very interested in tutoring you.
Like, that must be frustrating.
Yes.
I have metaphorically been that bottom who's been like, wow, this is a penis. Wow.
Well, I'm like, warm up before you get to me or something. I like loose bottoms. Listen, because it's frustrating. Like most people I date, and this is real talk. And I mean, I don't think that I'm like crazy hung or whatever, but I'm pretty well endowed. And most people I date, they have to like, it takes a couple of months before they're like used to taking my dick.
Jesus
that
Christ.
Sucks.
Honey, it sounds like
you're
the
advanced
crazy
course. You're the advanced course. You got to go. For those of you unskilled, you got to take that remedial class.
Honey's like, I'm not that hung, but every time I walk through a door, I accidentally break the hinges. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that hung. But every time I get in a car, my tires scrape the ground because my dick's too heavy. I'm not like that hung.
I'm not that well hung, but people do think it's a train when I walk by.
No. So my agent recently came to dinner at my house in my new apartment in LA. And I've been exploring the idea of making some uncensored content. So I was,
blessing us with OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, uncensored content that is artistic. I don't think I want to like just jerk off on a camera. I mean, I do that all the time. And I'm often willing to share those videos with any hot guy on Instagram in DMs. But like, but I don't think I need to sell that. I would sell my art. That's what I, you know, want to be known
Love
for.
It.
So I've been exploring making uncensored content for a while. Since I released my raw and unfiltered music video a couple years back and released an uncensored version of it. So I was making this uncensored version of my song Raw and Unfiltered, and I was just pouring honey on my naked body. And at the end of it, it's like a full-on fantasy shot.
Wow.
And so my agent's at dinner and he's been at my house for 5 minutes. And I'm like, he's like, what have you been working on? And I was like, oh, this. And then afterwards, it just hit me. I was like, you just showed your agent your dick.
Like, get into it.
But in a tasteful way.
It's tasteful.
That's right.
Yeah. And he just goes, oh, that's a big penis. And I was like, oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Awkward moment. Okay, let's switch the subject. I guess weird. You know, whatever.
I mean, honey, look, that feels like there's some checks that could be cashed, and I am very
Seriously.
Pro cashing checks.
Seriously.
I'm very pro cashing checks too, so
yeah.
I mean,
I think you
Listen,
should.
Stay tuned for any possible future honey.
Because here's
projects.
Some tea. There's some queen. This is not a judgment, but in my opinion, there are some queens in the queendom who are getting naked, and I don't know if we need it. Whereas I think we want you. I can very much say.
Who? I want to know who. I want
to throw some names, Mana. We need to hear some names.
I will not say names, but I will say.
Let's get messy.
Say that gets messy. Get messy.
Let's get messy this episode.
Get messy. Get messy.
No, there. I'll let Reddit.
We'll talk about it after the episode.
I will send you the Reddit link. We all know there's a Reddit link that documents what the queens are up to, and some of the fans would really like to see that the things you're up to.
Yeah. Oh, good to know.
You know what I mean? It would be even if they couldn't receive your dick, the pictures would be well received. Do you know what I mean?
Listen,
but. Yeah, well, that would maybe I'm missing my calling.
Well, we're going to share that filthy link. And then after this break, we're actually going to talk about the episode.
Okay,
love
cool.
It.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. Wow, what a refreshing break. That was fun. What a good time. Okay, gals, what do we think about this mini challenge with the wallpapers and Rue telling everyone to fuck off for not knowing Charles Nelson Reilly? Did we have fun with this mini challenge?
Okay, I have found the mini challenge. But again, like you said, like it is starting to feel occasionally like Drag Race is a bunch of producers in their 50s and 60s mm-hmm. yelling at me for not getting the reference.
There's a lot of attacks lately on the girls being 20.
Yeah, it's
like the season
of the young queens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, I wasn't getting shit. Like, you know, like, listen, I just wasn't. Like, I don't know. It is what
the reference I lived for was fucking Tamisha saying, this is the same dress Carol Baskin wore when she kidnapped her husband.
Oh my God, I love that.
And they made it awkward. They gave it awkward music, so we didn't live for it. Which was,
right?
I was like, Oh, I was like, that choice. That was
well, it was all a bit shady, wasn't it? Because it was when they were forced, they got to choose their partners. And so Tamisha went for, who did she go for originally?
I don't know, but
she went for someone and she was like, sorry, no. Mm-hmm. And then she was stuck with Elliot with two T's. And that was like, okay.
Because
I was nervous.
Who said sorry, no to her? I missed that.
I saw the shuffle, but it all happened so quick.
Yeah. Tamisha went for, who did she go for? Oh, I forgot.
I don't know. But you know.
I don't know.
You know, and they're both great, but maybe their chemistry together wasn't so great.
It was a little off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like these wallpapers. I lived for them. And how was Lala Ree's pizza look in the mini challenge better than her main stage look last week?
I mean, literally anything is better.
Well, Simone coached her. So, you know, I was looking at Lala Ree's look and I was like, she was like, oh, I'm going to make a skirt. You make a collar. Because the collar was the only thing that was, okay. Like,
you could tell what was Simone's and what was Lala's.
Right. And I was just like, oh, this ain't it.
This
is not it.
But you know what? She sold it. She sold it with charm and grace. And Lala Ree is, I will say this, one of my favorite talking heads.
So funny.
Whole season. So funny. So charming.
I do think that we proved something this episode for once and for all. What you wear on the runway does not matter.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter. You said it. Honey said it.
This really, the selective praising and digging is like, what? Okay.
Does not matter.
Does not matter. Yeah. What matters is if you're Lala Ree, you accidentally call the Lord a bitch and we all live our life.
I mean, it was iconic.
She was like, Lord,
you're not a bitch.
I mean, you're not a bitch.
God, girl.
Fun to watch. You know,
she's so fun.
It's not a drag competition. It's a television show where the best showman wins. And that is an Alyssa Edwards quote. Like, that's real. It. You know, that's it.
That's 100% real. Yeah, because listen, if any other queen was wearing what Lala Ree wore last episode, they would be excommunicated from the country.
Unless it was Alyssa Edwards, Vangie.
Right.
There you go.
Silky. Anybody with a personality that outshined it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shangela. Like, unless it was any of those people, you know?
That's true.
That's very true.
That is true. Those queens have worn disgusting outfits on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't saying that Alyssa wore disgusting outfits in the closet on there. Everybody else, I love y'all.
I said what I said. So they're paired off for Disco the Discomentary. We got Gottmik, Tina, and Candy for Birth of Disco, Elliot and Tamisha for Disco and Sex, Olivia and Utica for Studios 54, Denali and Rosé in Disco Fashion, Lala Ree and Simone in Disco Sucks. Which one of these would y'all want to do? Which one of these moments?
They were all very strange for me.
100%.
And I was a little unclear about what the challenge was exactly when RuPaul was saying it. So I was like, wait, what is this?
It's not a rusical. It's a dancing moment.
We ain't never seen anything like this before, I don't think.
So I give the challenge idea a meh.
you matter.
It's better than a stink, stank, stunk, which I've seen a couple of those challenge ideas. It just didn't do for me. I don't understand why they weren't lip syncing.
Exactly.
I don't understand how the first group had the easiest step touch choreography, and then the next people had hula hoops. So, like
stunts.
And we got another group with fan kicks and pas de bourrée. I'm like, what the hell?
It didn't showcase everybody.
The selective zooming in too is very telling.
Because like to give, you know, Rosé and Denali a fierce dance combination when they're both dancers, but to give, you know, and it shows them off, but then to give Tamisha a hula hoop is basically saying, Tamisha, we're done with you. We'd like you to go home this episode.
I mean,
interesting. I wonder if. I mean, they did assign the parts. They said, this is you, this is you. Maybe they knew. Maybe they were, I don't know. Maybe they were like, one of these queens is with the hula hoop. We can say anything we want on the judges panel.
I just was like, this is the most Hunger Games unfair challenge that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Because like, y'all are like, yes, yeah, step touch. Boom, eat it. Okay, but y'all, we want you to jump through fire and you're gonna have to dodge these lions before you get to the stage.
And then train these dogs while you're at it.
And the critique is, you know, when you had a 40-pound wig on your head, you were dancing and swinging the loop around, like, we could tell you were thinking about it. Like, yeah! Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it. Like, the fuck? It's a little bit unfair.
I thought what I thought.
Well, I thought what I thought.
Oh,
that would
God.
Have been the response. That would have been the response.
So good. I will say, I love Ru poking around in the room. I love her being like, Rosé, give us some more vulnerability. I like that.
Yeah, I think RuPaul at this point in the game, she's like not wasting time on any of the queens. She's very much like telling the queens what they need to show in order to make it far in the competition. He's like, listen, as a story producer, this is what I see your storyline to be.
Yeah.
Moving on. And you know what I mean? Right. Just straight up being like, this is what you need to do or you're going to go home.
Right.
Right.
And it's up to them to decide whether they want to do it or not.
There you go.
Very true. Or she's given pop quizzes on disco. And if you pass, God help you.
I definitely felt like it was a pop quiz on disco. And I felt like I would have done a better job at them than that. Like, how y'all not know disco? Now, I am a DJ. So,
okay.
That, right.
You know, like, that definitely gives me a little heads up. I, you know, was the world was lucky enough for me to replace Lady Bunny at quite a few disco parties.
Were.
And it's,
I mean, that's just the stench. We're just saying the stench leaving the room.
I said the world was lucky enough.
You know, because concrete can only hold up so much weight, you know?
You really coming for her?
I'm kidding.
Mana, what the fuck she
She's
do to
an
you,
icon.
Huh?
She's just, oh my gosh. She dishes her. So much shit. It's
She is so hateful. I like every other drag queen in the world.
Oh, she does drag? I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's just like clown white lipstick eyelashes. Yeah, girl.
Oh, my God.
We would never let anybody else get away with what we let Lady Bunny get away with. It's insane.
Truly. I mean, we gave Dita Ritz shit for her knees. Why aren't we giving Bunny shit for her face?
Mm-hmm. Her face.
You know?
Yeah, her face is ashy. Mm-hmm.
I will say, okay, so the choreo challenge. Okay, one thing, we already said this, but I need to say, like, how do I say this? There was tremendous effort, and then for some reason, what they edited together wasn't as impressive as the incredible work the queens put into it. Does that make sense?
100%. 100%.
It just, everything about it after coming off an episode where they show 36 looks was just like,
You're right. Exactly. Yeah, this one felt like such a weird filler challenge to me. It was like, so like, why are
also,
we doing this?
It's strange sometimes. It's two things are strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's strange when the queen who's going home, her episode is like her backstory and all about her. And it's also strange when it's absolutely not about her. Personally speaking,
both like, can be true.
Right. There has to be some middle balance where, like, it's their episode, but we don't know until the end.
And exactly.
That didn't feel this way this time. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It was very clearly directed. Like, we sort of could tell who was going home.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be Tamisha or Lala this episode. That's what it's going to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to ask a question. I want to ask y'all a question.
Please.
That RuPaul asked the girls. Who is one of your favorite disco artists and the song?
Oh, God. I mean, look, I'm going to fail this.
Let's see if you pass the test.
I'm going to fail this.
You go first so I can think.
I go first?
Yeah, yes. No, of course. Host goes first.
Go ahead, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Embarrass yourself.
I'm just bitter. I'm just a bitter gal. okay. Okay. I... What's the song that fuck? I know this isn't disco, but it's disco reprise. You know the song?
She would get the clumsy little clown edit music.
I'm embarrassing.
In the background.
Yeah, this is ding donkey dong. Never. What's that song that Amber did in the 90s that was on the Studio 54 soundtrack? I know this isn't real disco, but it's
I hate you. What is this?
They did it for a lip sync on Canada's Drag Race. It's
yes, I if you could read my mind.
If you could read my mind. Is that a real disco song or fake disco?
Absolutely not. It's a fake disco song. But you know what? That's your answer.
That's my
answer. That says so much about you.
Final answer. Lock it in.
That is a really terrible choice.
Honestly, truly.
Kick me in the mud, honey, please.
Okay, so my answer that I would have given might be different than my favorite disco song.
Okay.
So, like, my favorite disco song is probably Donna Summer, I Feel Love. It could also be, obviously, Sylvester, Make Me... Mighty Real, because she was the original queen of disco, honey. Hello. And the, like, first ever, like, out drag, gender neutral, whatever performer has ever been in the music industry.
Yes.
But I probably would have said, like, Lady Gaga Disco Stick.
No! Oh, honey's going for the subversive answer.
Listen, I didn't get a lot of airtime the first time, so everything I have to say at this point
that's right.
would just be like, ha!
Exactly. If you better give some Tammy Brown tomfoolery, or else you're not going to get that camera time.
She is the only legend because she never made it far on Drag Race. Only legend. Because who she is never needed to make it any further. She got all her moments and she got to go home. And that is iconic.
I have a video of her because I asked her to come on this drag podcast and I have a very funny video I'll upload to the account where she said, no, but I will come on to talk about nature. And it was perfect.
The most Tammy Brown response ever. We love you, Tammy. We love,
love Tammy.
Did you have her on to talk about nature?
No, not yet, but we are going to do a drag series called Don't Talk About Drag Race.
Listen, if y'all wanted to have a time where I came on and talked about Drag Race, but we had just her come on and talk about nature for a second, I'm down for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have these workroom kikis. We have, what's your favorite disco song, Miss Oscar?
Listen, I love disco music is like where I live. The best disco song of all time, and please, anybody listening, please find the song and listen to it.
It's going to be some weird one. Here we go.
Penny McLean's Lady Bump. Penny McLean.
Oh, wait. I love that song.
I've heard that song. Yeah,
it is.
Lady Bump is wild.
You know it. I made you listen to this
one. I did not know about it until you schooled me on
absolutely
this.
Absolutely the best disco song of all time.
Penny Lady McLean Bump is an insane song. That's awesome.
I love it. Fantastic song.
Okay, in this workroom kiki, we have young Olivia talking about her learning to love herself. I very much loved this. I thought this was cute and sweet.
Yes.
Love it. Mm-hmm. What gay boy isn't, you know, on a journey of self-love?
It just resonates with the viewers and it just makes you be like, oh, this is like... But honestly, like that moment of vulnerability, I was a little nervous because it's either the loser edit
that
or the winner's edit. So I was like, oh, which way is it going to go?
Yeah, it was a winner edit. But I've also been in a theme park when the bar doesn't come down.
Ooh.
I have been the girl who's like, you can't be on the ride. The bar,
no.
You'll fly in the air if you ride this.
Oh, God.
Real humbling. It really. What? And it's like, I'm already on Earth. I don't need to be humbled, but it's extra humbling.
One year at Six Flags, I got stuck in the with my husband at the top of a roller coaster.
Shut up.
For 45 minutes.
No.
Shut up.
No.
And I had.
And that's why I'm.
And get into this. This makes it all worse. I ate a sativa edible when I entered the park.
Oh, no. Because what you ate.
You ate.
And
you
was
could
it
never
bad?
Have a sativa edible because you are not what? Stupid.
Oh my God.
Wait, honey, how?
Every
how
edible
was
I
that
have
experience?
I worked for. Okay, wait. tell me, how was it tough? Was it bad?
Wait, yeah, what was going through your head?
I cried a lot in
oh,
this 45
no.
minutes. It's okay. It's fine. I owned up to it. You can't see it anywhere. It wasn't like recorded. Like at one point, legit, the worker from Six Flags, like the guy who that's like a ticket taker, who I'm sure was like, I did not sign up for this that day. So the stair, you know, the stairs are on the side of those lifts. They have a little rinky dink fucking railway. He had to walk all the way up those stairs to us, to the top of the drop, and say, listen, so roller coasters aren't programmed to go backwards.
What?
So we have to, after at least 45 minutes, we have to go forward on the drop. You have to complete the ride. Because roller coasters can't go backwards.
Oh my God. No. Were you like looking down or were you at least
on
like,
the first car? I was on the front car.
Honey, no.
I'm stressed.
No.
I am.
It was so
stressed.
Bad. It was so
have
bad.
Have you been on a roller coaster since?
Like every year.
Girl, what the?
Like every year.
I mean, you live like, the scariest thing and you survive.
Yeah. The scariest part of it. Like, it's either that or you die. And like, I'm really not afraid of that. So like,
wow.
Oh my God.
God bless.
Ooh,
stunt queen.
Child.
Truly.
It was
okay. So we get to the main stage. We have Ruin her auburn updo, purple pink sparkle clam shoulders. I love this. I think it's
we
gorgeous.
Like it. I think I like it.
I like it. It's a chirp for me if I have to chirp it.
It was. It was definitely a chirp for me, but it also, I wanted to hold it next to like a Bianca Del Rio look and say who wore it best.
Very that.
Interesting.
Very that.
Even the coif of the hair gave me Mother Del Rio. For just
it was. Interesting.
I put a side-by-side picture that really worked, and then I looked at it and said, I don't have the balls to tweet this. This is not like,
right.
I don't.
Wow.
You're not trying to be in a Jake Yonsei video. Yeah.
I'm
you don't
not coming
be
from
in
Bianca
that.
And RuPaul in one tweet, but I mean, the looks were similar. And I was just like, well, who wore best?
Right.
We'll send it to Mono and his shameless ass will do it.
I'll send it to Jake Yonsei and then we'll get the whole gay internet talking. That'd be great.
They'll be like, oh, Ru stole Bianca's look. Like, no.
Right. And there is an all winter season. It's being filmed right now.
Right now.
So our category is Little Black Dress. And honey, we're the only drag podcast on the internet. And so when we like a look, we chirp it. And when it's less amazing, we burp it. So we're going to ask you to chirp and burp these gals' looks, okay?
But sometimes when I burp, it's the fantasy. Like, right after, have you ever burped, like, right after giving bomb head?
Like, yeah, I've definitely swallowed my own vomit a little bit. I'll tell you that. And you're trying to play it cool.
No, I'm like, have you ever had like a guy like, okay, this is a little gross. Maybe it's not.
It's no,
natural.
This is a queer safe space.
It's biology. Human. It's just science.
I mean, sometimes you swallow a load and you burp. Like, it's just like, you know, like
I've done
never
that.
Like,
if it was filling.
Yeah. I definitely believe in swallowing because what? I hate cleanup.
And there's two kinds of people who I don't fuck with. People who don't eat the crust of their pizza and people who don't swallow a load.
Thank you.
Don't start Thank something you. You can't finish, bitch. Don't.
Oh my God. When someone is plucking pieces off a pizza and leaving the juicy, cheesy crust, I lose my mind.
Yes.
I swallowed what I swallowed.
I will say, I'm not currently in New York City because I'm bi-coastal, so I've been quarantining in LA during this pandemic. And like, I have a boo who eats the crust on the pizza here because it's Los Angeles and we can't call that pizza.
Like, that's true. It is cheese-inspired open sandwich.
Yeah, it's not. Yes. You're right. It's not. Yes.
Also enjoyable, but not pizza.
It's not the same. Right. It is not the same. So first we have Miss Tina Burner coming down the runway. She's wearing this paint suit that becomes a burlesque black dress. What do we think? Is this a chirp or a burp?
It's a burp for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm so relieved.
Woo! It's a burp for me, and I love Tina Burner. Like, you know, I'm Team Tina. Like, hardcore.
I like her a lot.
Greatest, one of my best sisters. But it was a burp for me. And here's why it was a burp for me. Not specifically because of the dress, because I like the concept, mm-hmm. but I didn't like the buckling around the neckline. It had some buckling.
Wow.
And I also thought that the paint suit was far more interesting than the dress. And
I agree.
The challenge was the dress. So it was like a reveal to something not quite as interesting for me. What has been phenomenal has been her photo shoots of the dress, like on Instagram and on Facebook. Tina Burner has this magical way of, like, she's not green screening and stuff. She's like setting up the set and like turning the party with her look. So her presentation of it since the show has been great, but it was a neckline issue with me with the shape of it and the fact that the reveal was much more interesting than what was underneath of it.
Yeah. Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wig bummed me out. This thing. The wig is... Yikes. Yikes.
I'm tired of these colors. Are we going to get to see other colors on her? Because I know
she's
very...
I don't think so.
Listen, I can't talk shit because I went with a bumblebee through line. Y'all just didn't see that much of me. But
you wore what you wore.
But I wore what I wore, and I didn't get to wear what I didn't get to wear. but what I will say is that, like, a theme is different than a color scheme. Like, her theme isn't fire. Her theme is yellow and red, and at this point, it's not always invoking fire. And I get it, because it's something that we've learned from the legends, like Hedda Lettuce, like, bitch, I'm Hedda Lettuce. Hedda Lettuce stopped wearing blonde hair 20 years ago and just wears green hair. And you know it when you see it coming. And it's a great mark.
Iconic,
and Tina being a Fire Island queen, I get it. It makes sense. It's literally where I get my bumblebee aesthetic from. You know? So I love that about her having something that is her mark and that she can make sure is memorable. I just think that, I mean, I said to myself, I didn't have much time on the show. When I came back, I made sure my press look, my finale and reunion look were all bumblebee themed because I needed something to be remembered by. But
and then when you come back, you get to say buzz buzz bitches, you know?
Right. I mean, exactly. I was thinking that, right?
Do it.
But Tina does have time on the show, and she does have time to be memorable. And so the problem that I have with it is that now it's like, I said to myself, maybe they'll love me. Maybe they'll love me for this. Maybe they'll hate me for this, but they'll remember me. And it feels like they're hating her for it and not remembering for her for it. And that's what sucks.
I completely agree with you. But I think now is the turning point where you could tell the judges are like, okay, we get it. We get it. What else? And I think if Tina comes back with another, you know, red, yellow, orange look, it's like, well, girl, at this point, you're just being stubborn.
Right.
And not listening to the judges, which is like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time.
Why? It's time. Exactly.
It's time. It was great, but it's time for me. I would love to see something else.
Right.
And I know she can do other stuff.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a light burp for me. It's light burp.
Yeah. It's a cum burp. It's like a burp, but like I love you.
It's a cum burp. Let the children know. Candy. She has, I love this. It's a Comme des Garçons paper dress with a black dress painted on top. Paint touches all about her body. Wet wig. How do y'all feel?
It's a total chirp for me.
Yeah, I like it.
I love the designer of this. They're one of my favorite designers in New York. Paretta Victory, black and white striped on Instagram. Just incredible.
Amazing.
They actually made the costume that I was eliminated in, my black fringe costume.
I love that look so much.
That look is so good.
Oh my God, that look is so amazing. That fringe look.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The hat, right? The leather, the
every
sort of
aspect
mermaid
of that
thing
fucking
happening.
Outfit.
What the hell?
It's it's just not fun to perform in.
That's how they got you. That's how they got you.
That's the goop.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I love this designer. I love the Carmen de Gassons reference. Mm-hmm. That for me is what drag is, like it emulates mm-hmm. fashion on that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. I thought it was a hit. So yeah. I knew when she wasn't in the tops that if she was gonna be in the bottom, she was gonna stay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Cause,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they I love her. This too. Her story's not done.
Yeah. And yeah. It is a really nice. Also, like, I do think that dress has like a through line. The fact that she's holding like a paint, like she painted her that dress
right,
on
right.
And her makeup. Like, I get it. Maybe the execution wasn't perfect, but I do like the attempt at a storyline there. But here's what I will say. Don't you think? I mean, it's very the Comme des Garçons inspiration is obvious, but Aja wore that in season 9 as well.
Right.
With the Lady Gaga dress.
Right.
The Comme des Garçons.
I saw it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's funny because Candy and Aja have this thing.
Right.
So there's a weird connection between those two outfits that I think is very interesting.
They don't
interesting.
Have no thing. I'm sure they're actually good and keep keying on the side.
Oh, no. I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure they're fine. But in terms of the storyline of the show.
The show, the story they're giving us. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I
but
liked
I do think
it.
It's a nod to season 9's Aja look.
Yeah. Yes. Work. I liked it. It's a chirp for me.
Mm-hmm.
Work. Got Mick giving us literal little black dress. I mean, I think this is my favorite look Got Mick's done. And I don't know why.
I have one problem with that.
Talk
and
to
that,
me.
And that is that I have the hugest crush on Got Mick. And I was like, uh-huh. I cannot
same.
Look
honestly.
At this beautiful same. Person this naked because I'm having emotions in my pants like you would never imagine. whoa. Like, I lost my ear pod.
Oh,
okay. Okay. It popped.
That,
so you're heated. So you're steaming like a Looney Tune right now. Your ears are emitting steam.
I think Got Mick milked me. it was so good, and like, I'm pansexual and very transgenerous, and I've dated a lot of trans guys in my life, and it's a trans guy who does drag for me, not to be like fetishy, but like I can yeah. relate to them on so many levels as a mm-hmm, genderqueer mm-hmm. person. And like, so I found, a lot of comfort in dating trans people, and had a lot of good times with yeah. trans people, both
hey,
male, female,
wink,
and
wink.
Non-binary, you know, and so like, when I saw him for the first time, I was like, oh,
yeah.
But then when he came out naked, I was just
yeah.
like, mm-hmm. Oh my yeah. god. Oh my god.
That's
oh.
a really truly. Aerodynamic yeah. body. Like as if uh-huh. like I mean streamlined as if Boeing designed it. That is a gorgeous right. body.
I was just
Got
like,
Mick, I will say Got Mick is the trade of the season, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just like
Got Mick is definitely the trade of the season.
Oof.
And as the trade of season 11.
Thank you.
I'll trade that.
Mike, I mean, look, we were all there when you came back with the beard. Like, huh?
Hello.
That thing grows so fast. It grows in like 2 weeks.
Damn. I
yeah,
mean,
right?
it was great. So it's a
hell
chirp.
Yes.
It's a big chirp. No,
100%.
No worries
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's a chirp. Yeah.
Elliot giving black and gold Houston heiress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was like pretty drag. It was pretty.
honey, what you thinking?
Honey,
okay. Let us have it.
Honey.
So I stan Elliot, first off. I love Elliot. I really think that their drag is valid. I think I've had so many girlfriends like them who deserve that kind of representation of somebody who they can look at and like be like, oh, that's kind of the drag like me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that she's the epitome of being basic. But, like, the best at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, she's basic, but she's the best at being basic.
Yeah, she's
and,
gorgeous in
so
the most
it's
entry-level
the light,
gorgeous way.
It's the lightest of burps for me. It's the lightest of burps for me.
Okay. I get it.
Because it is basic, but I think that she is the greatest at that, like, mall drag. Like,
Hashtag mall drag.
It would be from Roxy Andrews, by the way. But she definitely... Roxy Andrews definitely tweeted that like a year ago. Hashtag mall drag. And I ain't trying to have Roxy Andrews coming for me because, bitch, you ain't trying to fight me. Mm-hmm. I'm actually not trying to fight
her. She's here to make it clear. You don't want to fight her.
I'm here to make it clear. I don't want to have to fight you. hers is like, okay, so I'm from the Philadelphia area and we have like two malls. We have Franklin Mills and we have King of Prussia. At Franklin Mills, you got H&M. At King of Prussia, you got Versace. Like, her drag is mall drag, but she's going to the mall with the Nordstrom's, not the JCPenney's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, like, no, she looks like a housewife. You know?
A house, she's not your, she don't got kids. She don't have to worry about anything.
No.
Like, she just has income.
Summers in Belize.
That's right. She married money. She married money.
Yeah.
God, that's tough for me. I am ready to see something new from her.
Yeah. I do. I mean, there is something to be said about her just commitment to ready-to-wear drag that is admirable.
You are so lovely in your presentation
of this. Well, listen. Ready-to-wear. Ms. Tutti.
Ready-to-wear, it's much better sounding than mall drag.
Is it? I don't know if it is.
Listen, it is what it is. I said what I said.
Okay.
Ellie with two T's is ready to wear drag. And there is nothing wrong with that. Okay. There's a place for it in the drag aesthetic. It's just.
Yeah.
When you have a level of your got mix, you know what I mean? Simone's. It's just at a different level altogether. But I do, listen, whenever I see Elliot with two T's, I cannot unsee that actress who was in Glee. Do y'all know who I'm talking about? She was the dancer in Glee. What's her name?
No.
What is that actress's name? She looks exactly like her, listeners. If you
know
what I'm talking
about. I know who you're
talking
about, but I don't know that actress's name.
I don't know her name either, but she's a great dancer.
That actress makes an appearance in Burlesque. I know that.
Yes, 100%. And she's Beyonce's backup dancer in Single Ladies. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Her.
You know who I'm talking about.
I do. Anyway, I have no idea.
That's Elliot with two T's. That, to me, is Elliot in drag. Is that girl ugly?
I'll give it a lightest of burps as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tamisha, giving you this neoprene bow-esque dress.
It's a definite burp for me.
It's a burp. She's great, but it would have been a really nice week to see something a little different.
I commend the fact that she's working with neoprene. That's hard. It's a hard material to work with.
You know, it's just like, I look at like all of these outfits. It's Drag Race. All of these girls are good. All of these outfits are pretty in some way, shape, or form. But like, I feel like at Drag Race, we want outfits that you would gag on if you walked into the Met Gala with it.
Right.
Not outfits
exactly. One of a kind.
I just want to, like, there are places that Tamisha could have wore this that people would gag. Like, you know, if you walked into church with that on Sunday, everybody would be like, you are so gorgeous, girl. You look so pretty. Like, you would book just about any gig going into an interview with that on. But like,
that's true.
I don't know that this was the place for that garment.
I agree. It wasn't the place. Now, if you were interviewing at Neiman Marcus, you'd say, okay.
Like, it's a total chirp for me for the interview. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's
an interview chirp and a runway burp.
Oh, honey said you go to church and then do the interview the same day.
Right. But like you change right before the runway. Like you change.
Right. Yeah, it's a burp. I would have liked some color splashes of anything. A white color splash. I know it's a little black dress, but you can still add a splash of color.
I got a concept. Fine. I wanted a concept.
Word.
At this point, it's like we know what kind of drag Tamisha Iman is serving.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, with Tina Burner, it's like, okay, well, then what else? Are you going to elevate your drag or are you just going to give us the same plateau drag?
Bury that.
Not to say that Tamisha Iman is not one of the most iconic drag queens to ever grace the Drag Race franchise.
That.
But in terms of looks, sorry, sis.
Sorry, girl.
Yeah, that's
it's
fine.
A Sunday dress, bye. Like Honey said. It's a church interview dress.
Okay. That's so perfect. Olivia. Olivia Lux giving us this, you know, elevated corset. Great hair.
The wig.
The wig was by Madeline Hatter, by the way, who's been turning
interesting.
Her hair. Are you serious?
It almost looked like a Sarah Andrews joint. It was a Madeline joint. Hatter. Madeline Hatter.
Oh, my
lovely
God.
Lovely from Dracula.
Stunning.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Wow. The hair. What do you think? The tiny purse. What do we think?
It's her signature, and it's just enough that she can incorporate it into different things and do things differently each time. Uh-huh. Even pack. And it's once again, it's one of those things that's so minute that you carry through that it's not beating us over the head. It's like a through line, not a theme. And it works. And I really love Olivia Lux's drag. I think she's just so stunning.
She's so beautiful.
And she's the current reigning Miss Paradise, which I was the current reigning Miss Paradise when I got on Drag Race.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Okay, work, Olivia.
So I really, really love her. I think she has a lot of promise. And this look, I mean, I didn't live for the theme of Little Black Dress.
Yeah.
Drag Race.
You're right.
But I thought that this was a sell of that theme, which I didn't particularly care for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a theme that begs you to break the theme, you know, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't break the theme, but it does look good.
Yeah.
It looks good. I think it's... Honestly, I think the wig sort of steals the show for me.
Yeah.
It's like much more of a statement than the actual dress.
And... Sorry. Keep going.
No, go ahead, honey.
I was like, that's the thing. If I got a theme Little Black Dress, the wig and the shoe are going to be right. You know?
You know what I mean? It's the companion pieces that you got to think about. Because it's already assigned to you that you have to wear a little black dress.
Mm-hmm.
So Olivia was actually really smart to incorporate that wig and that tiny, her little handbag. And you know, I will say, I was mad last week when she didn't feature her tiny little bag in a bag challenge.
Right.
But that would have been too on the nose.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So she let us, she was like, you know, I'm taking a break.
Mark in person had a gun and was like,
yeah,
take the coach bag.
But you don't get to keep it at the end.
Yeah, fuck.
Right,
fuck.
Exactly. And then give it right back to us.
I
wish she pulled out that tiny little bag outside of that giant coach bag.
Right.
That would have been a stunt.
You know, also what would be a stunt if, since they didn't let the girls keep those coach bags from last season, from last episode, if coach would do something like, I don't know, sell the bags and give the money back to an LGBTQIA charity.
That's a thought.
I mean, you
know, that's a thought.
That's the first thought that comes to your mind, and I can't.
Coach, are you listening?
Coach,
are you listening?
Or maybe are you guys running low on cash right now? Are you running low on cash, Coach? Maybe you can't afford that. Maybe it's too much money. Never mind. Fucking A. Okay, it's a chirp. Utica giving us black and gold Oblina with his fucking giant lipstick.
Oh my God.
Okay, she's the earring. She's wearing the earring.
I can't believe you said Oblina.
I lived.
I love
it. For it.
I mean, Utica.
I love it.
It's a
chart. You gotta love Utica.
It's a chart for me because, like I said, I want a concept. And it's fine if I don't understand it because not all art is to be interpreted. Mm-hmm. Some of it is just for you to look at and.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It's not always to be interpreted. And I don't think that I have to live by those standards, nor should Utica. I think that's the beauty behind her. And I love that she didn't do something that we could just get because everybody else did something and that just get.
Agree. And when I saw the lipstick, I screamed the way I would at a live drag show. I was like, work! Yeah. Like, I was like,
yeah.
And that's what drag is, eliciting that gay response from your body.
Yeah. I mean, she walked in and I was like, is that a witch with a cone? Like, did she get neutered or something? And then she had to wear a cone.
Right.
I was like, unsure, but regardless, I lived. And then I saw the earrings and I was like, she's an earring.
Scary.
It was this like weird meta moment that was like, that's the kind of shit I'm here for Drag Race. Those meta breaking reality moments.
You can't say you're not here for that and then say you're not here for Elliot with two T's as well. Like, well, what do you want, sis?
I
Do you want me to look like I'm going to the expensive mall or right. like I've got a concept. Like which one?
Right, right,
it's,
right.
Girl, I want you to look like you escaped Hal's Moving Castle. I want you to look like a Miyazaki nightmare. I would look like that too.
Right?
It's a chirp. It's a chirp.
It's a chirp.
Yes.
Denali giving webbed crystal spider dress with them spider eyes. What'd you think?
Okay, so I initially said when he said little black dress, I would have been like, I would have been going to everybody in the competition's funeral. Like that's
ooh,
like,
smart.
I was just like, it would have been a funeral dress for me. And then she came out with it, and I was like, it wouldn't have necessarily been that funeral dress.
Uh-huh. right.
I didn't dislike it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't stand out to me as a winner in this part of the game.
Sure.
And Denali has had looks that rock my world. And this wasn't one of them for me. But I didn't, like, there was nothing to dislike about it for me.
Totally.
It just didn't,
that
like...
That is a good point. Yeah,
it just
what
didn't
is
make
that
me
actually?
Feel anything.
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
And you know, Scarlet Envy said this once, and I legitimately live by these words. And it's funny that I would get my life mantra from Scarlet fucking Envy. Like, right? She's pretty, but like not the pretty.
She's pretty.
She's pretty. but she said art is to invoke an opinion and a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you hate it, that's a feeling that I made you feel. Great, did my job. You know what I'm saying? If you love it, it's a feeling I made you feel. I didn't feel anything about Denali's look. That's my only critique. That it was just safe. It was its placement. It wasn't great. It wasn't
right.
Bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I totally agree with you, honey, 100%. And it's so weird because it's like, should I have been living for it even more? Like everything is like, there's nothing to complain about. Like it's technically a very good dress. It has a concept. It is neat. The execution is there. She looks good.
Contacts are
but
cool.
I was just like a little like, okay, next. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I liked
and is
it.
And then is it like,
I think in this group, I liked it more than a lot of the offerings.
Right. Right. But then what I'm saying is like, am I nervous that I just don't like Denali as what? She's not a good salesperson. She's not selling the garment as she should have.
I've said this before on a previous podcast. You know, I didn't get to show it much, and I don't even think I did a good job of showing it while I was there, but I was tutored by Connie Girl, who was the first trans model for Terry Mugler before I left for Drag Race. And like she taught me that like a great model, like when you get to the edge of the runway, it's kind of like the garment keeps going for you, like, you know, and I never feel in Denali's performances on, say, her runways, like she is performing the garment. And like we've seen girls not wear the best thing. Like my greatest example of it is my sister. And I told you she's my ride or die. So I only talk shit about people I love. But Silky Nutmeg Ganache on my season, she didn't have great looks, but she fucking entertainingly wore these shitty
pieces. I gotta
say,
I bought them, and that probably says everything about the bonus, because I would buy them, like, she's good.
Yeah, like it was.
I bought the looks.
I didn't buy the looks, but I wanted to see more of her, you know? I think it's one thing that Dragula does really well, and they market it this way, is that they're like, this is your stage show. Like, they perform their looks.
That's true.
And I think that the best Drag Race we see is when they perform their looks. Because not everybody can walk like Sutan. And if you ain't got that walk, why are you trying to be that? Like, why are you trying to be that?
Interesting. Because that's
a good point.
Rue likes? I mean,
but that ties into the whole Utica thing of like, Utica is like this hammy sort of cartoon character, and it doesn't seem like the judges are taking to that.
Right.
And I feel like that's the kiss of death. Utica has a shelf life and she's doomed
I think she could make it out, but that also is sad though, because it would be like, okay, to change.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But it's the kiss of death on Drag Race. Mm. This is the curse of Max, curse of Milk on her season. You know what I mean? It's like,
it goes either way, though, because it could be the kiss of death, but it also could be the selling point of you. Like, the strangeness is what caused Evie Oddly the win. The weirdness is what caused Jinx Monsoon the win. Mm-hmm. Like, so it could be what makes you as well. You know, like, it, you know, that could be what makes you the standout.
Yeah.
So it's
that's
it's
very
a,
true.
It's a weird weird pendulum to swing, you know, but like, we will see. I do think that Utica still has an edit that could make her a winner.
I agree. I think that's true. I think that's true. I think that Utica, she's about to, something is about something to happen. Something is about to turn.
So far for me in watching it, the edit of a winner is being given to Utica, Mick, Candy, and Simone.
Yeah.
I think that that's
what, I will.
That's what I mean.
I agree with that.
I do not know. I'm not one of the Rue girls who like knows all of the things. So I'm like the best person to be on this podcast because I have no fucking clue. I live in
a
bubble.
That way.
I try not to find out what happened on what, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and with this season being filmed while we were all in quarantine, I was here in my LA bubble where I don't know no fucking body. I don't know shit. So I don't know who makes it to the top, but like looking at the edit right now, that's what I could predict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a safe prediction.
I think that's a good prediction.
I feel like you're right.
Yeah. So Rosé.
But Rosé could be in that too. Oh my gosh. I love her.
Well, I'll say her look this week, I was one of my less favorite of hers. It was this black dress with tulle. Cause for me, I'm like, this isn't funny, and I don't know if it's gaggy, so what do you want me to do with this?
Yeah,
it is a burp for me.
It's a burp for me.
It's a burp for me as well.
It's just it's the same as I felt about Denali's, only I'm not necessarily burping Denali. Like, it's somewhere in between the chirp and the burp. I can't give you a definite answer. It just didn't make me feel either way.
Mm-hmm.
But this, for some reason, dragged me at least a little bit to the burp side because I don't think that ruffles coming off your sides is necessarily a flattering silhouette.
No.
Agreed.
For me, the color choices also didn't pop or stand out or like serve me anything.
Totally.
And it just didn't. I think that every chance... And I'm not saying that I did this at all on my season, but if I was get a chance to go back or what I think a winner makes is every chance you get to be on that runway is something memorable. And I didn't feel like this was a memorable moment for Rosé.
Right, yes.
Especially not coming off of those three looks of the bag week.
Totally.
Really great.
Totally.
Yeah.
That was a winner move last week.
This is a burp for me. But yeah, it's a burp. And Denali's is a chirp for me in between these two. Like, it's absolutely a chirp when I look at this.
Exactly. Yeah, when you look at that, it's a chirp. But, like, it just by itself, it's not a chirp or a burp. It's just like...
Which is a little bit of a shame because I think she did so well in the challenge. I think Rosé and Denali both fucking delivered hard in that rude disco...
Yeah.
And it wasn't fair. It was pushed towards them.
Yeah, like, it was. Exactly.
They just got to dance. They didn't have to do hula hoops. What the fuck?
Such is the show, and you know it all too well. So Lallari comes out.
But it's
out.
Like...
What?
It's so funny because it's like, Honey's 100% right. It's like, you got some girls literally step touching. That's all they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Step touch, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then you have girls doing barrel rolls and fucking like doing like air splits. And then you have girls in hula hoops and contraptions. And it's like, where's the playing field? Where the hell did the playing field go?
Right.
It was so bizarre to me.
Madness.
What a bizarre challenge.
It's madness. So it's classic madness.
Yeah.
So, and Lallari does good, but here on the runway, Lallari is wearing her very, very tiny dress with the gem collar. I love her body, but this isn't amazing.
I mean, it was a little black dress.
It was a little.
Tight on her.
It's a burp for me. I love her. I love her hair, but it's just not amazing.
You know, when you walked out last week with 5 bags on your corset, this is redemption.
And this is a redemption. This is redemption.
I'm going to give it a chirp because then I can remember this about her. Like,
oh my God. This honey replaces, is grading on a sliding scale.
There's a real bell curve to this grade.
I was going to give it a church because, like, most improved.
Most improved. And, like, as the chubby kid on the soccer team, I know I have gotten that trophy and been super thankful. So
it's a burp, but it's a most improved trophy.
Right.
I love it. A burp
with a most improved trophy. There you go.
With a nice little certificate at the end.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah.
And finally, Simone comes out. We haven't even fucking talked about this. Giving Rue hair this cute, different sort of cut of a dress, and she's drowning the other girls with her soaking wet skin.
Okay, right. So this is the gag of life. Y'all ready for the gag of life?
Oh my God, gag me. Mm. And I'm not talking about your monster penis.
I mean, we could talk about that too.
Okay.
That's the after show, okay?
Dropping my number.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just at my hair store on the corner of my block. There's a beautiful, like, hair store. And I'm just there, you know, buying myself, you know, a fresh lash and a bottle of Weave Bomb to glue it on with.
Love.
You know, just simple bobby pins and shit like that. And in comes Simone in her outfit for this week. So
apparently
she lives at the corner, which is hilarious because Sutan Raja lives at the other corner from me.
Shut up.
So the way I see it is Simone needs to win this season. And then I need to go back to All-Stars and win my season of All-Stars. And then we'll have a winner circle, like, right, boom, 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 boom. Like,
that's
a little block away from Sutan and a block away from Simone. I was like, I love L.A. My favorite
drag
queens.
That's the winner's tour.
Are in my hood, you know? It's so cool.
Oh, my God, amazing.
I had a fangirl moment, and I was, like, trying not to because she was obviously trying to get some work done. So I was like, girl, it's Honey. And she was like, oh, my gosh, you know, mask and you can't see anybody. And I was like, do you live around here? And she's like, I live down the block. And I was like, I live at that corner. She's like, that corner right there. She's like, I live at that corner right there. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, this my God.
And then I walked off about it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I just love it. L.A. had tweeted it. It was like, I just love this city.
I love
so much.
That.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a
chirp. It's a chirp. And I got a sneak peek of it before. Because I was like, if that's what this hoe is wearing on this runway, yes!
I live.
Oh, that's amazing.
Amazing. Oh, she's gorgeous. And you got to appeal to Rue. If you appeal to Rue in this way,
Simone is playing it smart.
Smart.
See, Simone is not only talented and funny and amazing and perfect in every way, but she is smart.
Truly.
She knows how to play this game.
Truly. Mm-hmm. So here we go. We know Olivia wins, and we are at, you know, everyone else is safe. Candy and Tamisha bring us to this lip sync of, my God, this fucking classic song.
Of course,
by
the
Blue
most
Cantrell.
Disco song you can ever imagine.
I know.
Right?
Blue Cantrell.
After a full episode of nonstop disco talk, we get Hit 'Em Up Style.
So first off, Layla Ree. Released a video of her lip syncing to Hit 'Em Up Style. I think that in comparison to Candy Muse's dress, Layla Ree could have been in the bottom in comparison to her runway. Not challenged. Although if Layla Ree was in the bottom again, she'd go home, which wouldn't be what I wanted to see on this episode.
Right.
But that song is so iconic. I was thoroughly impressed by how many words the both of them missed.
There was words missed. There were words
she
missed.
She said it. Folks, honey.
So listen, you have to remember.
She said what she said.
You have to remember that.
And
they didn't say
what they didn't say.
They didn't lip sync what they didn't lip sync. You have to remember that the show was recorded in the summer and watermelons were in season.
What? Oh my God. You talking
it's
about
just
that?
Such an iconic song.
I know.
Before I decided to do my own music on the season 11 tour, It was like one of the songs I was thinking about performing.
Right.
Also, on a disco episode, why a song from 1990?
This really was.
The choices are everywhere.
It's just like...
This was really weird.
This was your
It was like an early 2000 homage to the 20s. And then
so
you're
what's
doing,
another disco song, since you know so many, Oscar? What's another disco song that they could have sang to?
Truly, literally, any disco.
Say
literally
one. Say
any,
one. Teach us.
Car Wash, girl. Car Wash could have been
anything. Great.
We are family. How about that?
I mean, that,
the song
isn't
that
funny?
They sang for a second, but they could have just done Chic.
You know, honestly, what I would have lived for is for them to do Jealous of My Boogie, for them to perform Rouge's
disco
song.
There we go. There we go. Yeah. We need, why the fuck not?
Fun. That's fun.
That's, yeah. And you know, Rue would love to plug that. Why the fuck not?
Right.
Holy
right.
shit. Do that's you think, amazing. That's so smart.
Do you think, can the correct one won?
Yes.
Do you think, yeah.
Yes.
I do too.
I think the correct one won, but I wasn't impressed with her lip sync either.
It wasn't amazing. But there was a lot of passion. Not all the words were there, but they both did goodish.
She was like reaching for her crotch at one point, and I was like, I think I like this.
Exactly.
Yeah, she like bunched up her skirt and showed her panties. Her punch was good. I'm buying what she's selling.
Right. But like, Hit 'Em Up Style is like the forefather of Bust the Windows Out Your Car. Or it really needed that. Like, and so Katie gave us that. And and we found out that Tamisha had a colostomy bag, That's what it is.
Yeah. That was the vulnerability at that moment was really wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that she said that. I love that she was like, I didn't talk about it before, but just so y'all fucking know, I've been doing as well as I have been and fucking recovering still. So
which
bring
is
me back.
Do you love how every time before somebody's eliminated, they tell you their sob ass fucking story?
Yes.
Like their life.
Yeah,
space.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, I was sent to the corner store every day to buy my mom Newports. It's a real story.
One time when I was young, I was trapped in a bubble gum factory, and it's not as nice as it might sound. I did love how classy her exit was.
It was very classy.
Man, what a queen. Tino deal.
Nothing,
I'll see you on the road.
Nothing will ever beat saying your name three times and walking backwards. So
that's true.
Best to not try.
I mean, that's true.
That's true.
But I mean, my only complaint is like, come on, girl, give us one last. I said what I said. Or
that would have been it.
Tamisha Iman, I'm coming for you. Like any of
if
those.
If she
or
left
like,
saying,
I know you know me. I know one of
if
those.
If she left
things,
saying, the lady like, said, go home. Like,
the lady said, go home. Yeah. That would have been it. You do have to think about what the t-shirt is afterwards. That's real.
That's
exactly. Yeah, that's the new rule.
Mine was lame, though. Like, my exit line was, never let your insecurities come in between you and your dreams. And that was how I felt in that moment. Like,
I mean, yeah, but
that,
girl,
that
you
was
were
real.
Like, right, you were having a moment.
At least you weren't overproduced, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we were all shocked. I mean, who could have been prepared for that?
I mean, truly.
Girl.
But I wish I had said, I did what I did.
Nothing happened.
Go home.
Right? Nothing happened in Untucked. All just naked, got, said hi to her. His sweet parents, I guess she was in drag, but he was talking to his parents about his name, Cade. It was very lovely, but nothing happened in Untucked.
Yeah.
And
nothing will happen in Untucked compared to last week's episode.
Yeah.
And honey, remind us how we can support you before we say ta-ta.
Well, the best way is I always say my best merch is on iTunes. Mm-hmm. So support, download, stream all of my music. It's on my Spotify. I release Spotify playlists most of the time monthly, except for when I don't feel like it. I have a fierce show on my Twitch channel, which is amazing. My show on Twitch is called Something of a Different Color, and it features all POC performers every single month. Wow. Our show is this Wednesday, so check it out on my Twitch channel, HDTV, or I think on Twitch it's Honey Davenport Official, but it's we're switching it over to HDTV because I'm actually going to be producing a bunch of other shows for other queens on Twitch.
Wow.
That I'm releasing a full lineup of. On top of that, I always tell you, like, if you really want to get to see me at me, watch the fuck. My YouTube show is like a whole ass fucking mood. Like, you can get stoned and spend hours watching the seasons of it that I have. Yeah.
Love it.
Love that.
So you busy. You keep it busy.
Damn. Always I love busy. That. I love
and my
that.
Ability to get trade while doing all of this is legendary. It's legendary.
How very dare you?
Yeah.
It's her mutant power.
That's
She's an X-Men. She's an
it's because I got the vaccine. I'm an X-Men now.
Word.
Right?
Word.
You they here. Said, one of my friends were like, what if you grow two heads? And I was like, well, then I get to suck two dicks at once.
Right? Yeah! Right? Right? And what if you grow two penis heads? Then you get two guys to suck you at once.
That's right.
That's not a problem either way.
Well, maybe I can grow like a slightly smaller one on the side so I can warm up my bottom before I put the bigger one
okay,
in.
Okay, that would be very polite of you. Yeah. I think that would be downright hospitalitous of
you. Yeah, if you could mutate and then just like control the size of your dick growing, that'd be great for
that'd
us.
That'd be great for us.
Well, we love y'all. We want you to support us by listening to me and Oscar's other podcast, Podcast Killed the Video Star, where we do what, Oscar?
We are on a quest to find the definitive top 100 music videos of all time.
It is a damn good time.
It's a treat.
We watch the videos with y'all on YouTube, and y'all get to vote on which one progresses by liking our posts on Instagram. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
And
follow us at Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram.
That's right. Please. And then support this podcast by giving us more reviews on the Apple Podcasts. It gives us our life. But for now, we say bye-bye. Honey, you're amazing.
Thank
honey,
you.
Honey, thank you so much.
Oh, and I hope that some of those Honey Davenport videos end up in that other video show.
You never know.
We're going to do drag episodes, so fuck the fuck yeah.
You best believe.
All right.
Bye.
Yay.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.